Morning. You're tuned in to BFF.fm, and I'm your host, DJ Bagwas, of the show Fractal Chambers. I hope you all enjoyed that first track of the hour. I really enjoy this track and was extremely excited to share it with you all. It's called Maam Pen Kadanda, and the artist is Garam Ande, and it is a single from a Riot Girl band from out in Pakistan. Yeah! So, you know I'm excited about this. This track was released November 9th of this month, so it is very new. There is also an incredibly cool music video associated with this song. I'll link it in the show notes, so be sure to check that out. You can find that at BFF.fm, it's a website, and then go to Saturday in the schedule, and then go to 10 a.m. and you'll find Fractal Chambers. So check that out. It's such a cool music video. It's just full of a whole bunch of amazing women, and they are just kind of like killing it. And it's a very like F the patriarchy type song, which is so cool and so great to see. And if you're curious about like the meanings of, you know, what was said, I can tell you some stuff. Like, the artist's name, Garam Ande, means warm eggs. And then, in the Maam Pen Kadanda, so like the title of the song is like King of the F-Boys. I'm not gonna say, you know, what I'm sure you all know is the word. On the radio, but that's basically what the song title translates to. And then actually, if you are super, super curious about, oh, I want to know what the lyrics are and like what they really mean, if you go, if you go to the show notes and like click on the link to the music video in the YouTube description, there's actually a whole list of, well, there's the lyrics and they're translated into English. So you all can enjoy them too, if you don't know Urdu. So yeah, just know it's so cool, it's such a great song, and it's just so in your face and so, you know, pro-feminist and anti-patriarchy, and I just like love the representation of different Pakistanis in the music video as well, and like the different scenarios that Pakistani women kind of have to deal with. When it comes to dealing with men, and there's this great scene of a woman just trying to enjoy reading a book in a public space, and she's getting harassed by a guy, and you'll just have to watch the music video to see what happens. And I thought that would be a great way to start off the set. So the theme of today's show is just deep tones, tracks with like heavy tones, dark tones, deep tones. I figured we could match, you know, the dark, heavy air that we're either breathing in or trying to avoid breathing. So that's sort of what's going on. The next track is Lover Boy by Miserable, and this is off of an album that Miserable just released. I'm very excited about this because it's the solo project of King Woman, who is Christina Esfandiari, and she's originally from, like, I think NorCal, Bay Area. She's played a lot at Starline Social Club, and then I know her band moved to New York, and then I think last I heard she might have moved to LA, so that's kind of cool. And yeah, this album that she dropped is just, you know, it's heavy and it's deep, and it matches my show theme perfectly. So without further ado, let's get into that track.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Tuned in to BFF.fm, and I'm your host, DJ Bequas, of the show Fractal Chambers. And I hope you all enjoyed that last track. That was Hair Slick Back by Sneaks, and this is off of their album, It's a Myth. And I found this really cool article on a website called gomag.com called Seven Queer Shredders Who Aren't White or St. Vincent, which I thought was hilarious. I mean, St. Vincent is pretty cool and very talented, but yeah, there's also so many other like female and non-binary musicians who are just as badass and who just really kill it. So I checked out some of the artists in that article, and I'm playing a few of them here too, and yeah, I really liked them, and so that's how I found Sneaks. Sneaks is Eva Mulchin, and they are based in Baltimore. And yeah, I just thought the vibe of that song was like very cool and like very like deadpan in terms of its delivery. And so figured it'd go well with my theme. Prior to that track, you all heard Vulnerability by Olivia Neutron-John. This is off of their album Injury Train. And let's see, injury train, and I'm never getting off it. And Okay, and it's backed with vulnerability. So, yeah, this was a really interesting song. It's a pretty lengthy one, but it's also, it's just so good. Like, there's so many different elements to it, and it doesn't feel like one song in particular. I also found a neat interview with the artist. It was featured in Pop Then Presents, and there was this interesting note about how, they talk about how this project came about. So they said that, "I had this Casio for years that I didn't understand how to play, but I kept it around because I was fascinated by the drum machine, space sounds, and fake wood paneling. In 2013, I had a pretty bad concussion that left me bedridden and confused for a couple months. Somehow the Casio was one of the only things that made sense to me. I started to write songs with it, and those songs ended up being Injury Train and I'm Never Getting Off It." Yeah, so I thought that was, yeah, I didn't know that about the artist, but it was kind of interesting to see, you know, where that sound, or I guess, how she kind of came up with those tracks. And, let's see, prior to that track was Miserable. Miserable's track Lover Boy, which is off of an album called Lover Boy / Dog Days, and it was released at the end of October, so it's very recent, and there's quite a few songs on it too, which is like really exciting to see that Christina Espandiari, who's in King Woman, has just been like busy on all sorts of different music projects. There's also a really cool music video for Loverboy, so I'll link to that in the show notes as well. So check that out. Got a lot of cool music videos for you today as well. Coming up next, we have a track by Zeta, and the track name is El Mar, El Que Tiene No Valora. So yeah, let's get to it.
Thank you.
And we're back. I hope you all enjoyed that last track. That was El Mar, El Que Tiene No Valora, and that was by the band Zeta off of their album En Medio de la Tormenta. And yeah, I found them just going through Bandcamp, and it was like a suggested album to check out, and I ended up really, really liking it. They're from Puerto La Cruz, Venezuela. And they've been around for quite a while. They've been around since 2003, and they just make some avant-garde experimental punk. And this album is from a couple years ago, but yeah, that track just like just really spoke to me, and it really again fit the theme of the show, which today we're kind of just focusing on deep tones and tracks with a bit of, you know, darkness and a bit of heaviness in it, and yeah, I kind of liked all the movement I heard in that track as well. Prior to that track was, let's see, yeah, Hair Slick Back by Baltimore-based artist Sneaks. And coming up next is our final track of the hour. It's a band called Mallrat, which I thought was great, and the name of the song is called Flood Tide, This is off of it's like a live studio performance they did, BTR Live Studio, and it's off of I found out about this band in that same article that I was talking about earlier, from Go Mag, Seven Queer Shredders, and they were like the last recommendation in the set, and I kind of just like love how diverse the group of musicians are, and there's even someone who's South Asian named Richiko, which made me really stoked. I'll read this little tidbit for you all from the article that I thought was pretty great. So, in general, this band is full of shredders. Mello is sirenic on guitar. He works smoothly, weaving melodic riffs that feel light but dangerous. His voice is sure and real. You're having an honest drink together. Richika's precise constructions of nimble and definitive snare punches, rim shots, and angst-filled washes on cymbals make you feel like she's an underground train coming into the station. And then, basically just kind of goes a little further into, like, lyrics and whatnot, but yeah, I just thought that was, like, a really nice breakdown of that band. So yeah, let's get to it. Alright, thanks for tuning in. We've basically reached the end of the show, so see you all in about a month. Unfortunately, we'll be out of town for my next show, but there'll still be some great music playing, and yeah, when I come back, you'll be hearing some more great stuff from me, and possibly some, old school Bollywood records that I've picked up and have been meaning to play for a while, but that'll come soon enough. Alright, well, See you all next time, and thanks again for listening. Bye.